T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's
what?
Right.
What?
I am family.
So
that's
you're
right.
You're allowed to say Fugazi and no one else.
That's
is?
Correct. I am.
We're being disrespectful. You know what I'm going to do then?
What is that?
If you don't mind, I would like the number to the Fugazi family so I can ask
politely. I'll introduce you to Brian anytime you want.
I'm going
to
ask Brian from the bottom of my heart, hey, do you mind?
Yes.
If I also use the Fugazi name?
He's going to mind. He doesn't like you.
He doesn't like you. He threatened to fight you at a party once.
Listen, he recognized that was going to be a bad way to go for him. Yeah, but he and I are pals now, and I'm part of the family. Matter of fact, I'm going over there for Sunday dinner.
Are you?
Yeah, 2 o'clock.
Hopefully they don't serve you a Fugazi dinner.
No, it will be a Fugazi dinner, because the Fugazis are serving it. Here's Axel in New Jersey on the fan. Axel, what's going on?
Hey, guys.
Yes.
How are you?
Doing great. Yankees are going to win tonight. Maybe not.
Absolutely. Definitely. Just wanted to call in because I'm a trademark advisor, so wanted to talk about the Ohio State University.
Yes, for those of you who missed it, let me just give everybody the story real quick. Ohio State has trademarked the word "the." They own it. Go.
Yeah, great. So I looked into it, and it was actually a very complex filing. At a 30,000-foot view, they got refused multiple times after providing about 100 pieces of evidence as to why they should own it. And on top of that, their application got suspended because they failed to, you know, do things properly. But almost 3 years, they got the registration. But the unique part about this is that they own it through channels customary to the field of sports and college athletics, which means that, say, their rival, Michigan University, wanted to put the word "the" on T-shirts or hats and sell it at their bookstore away from college athletics, they could probably do it.
Got it. But it would be somewhat muddy, though, if they did it in a manner that you're saying, because Ohio State would call BS on it, right?
It would be somewhat muddy because it would be confusing to the consumer.
Right. So here's my question. As we read the story, there's a follow-up story to it that said, if you're using the word "the" in a phrase like the "U" that Miami does, you could still do that. Do you read it the same way?
I do, yeah, because they only own this with clothing. So there's a special class.
No, what I'm saying is, if Miami tomorrow came out with a shirt, which I know they already have, that says the "U" on it, could Ohio State now make a claim that they're infringing on the trademark?
They could, yes, but the best part is that it's all opinionated, and the USPTO wouldn't make these decisions. So it would just be lawyers fighting over laws that were written about years ago.
Miami continues to do it, and they're going to say, "Are using the "U" predates your trademark?"
Which it clearly does.
Come sue us, and then you figure it out.
They'll win.
That's crazy. But yeah, but Evan, so here's the thing about it: I'm not even sure if it matters if you're first or had it. I own it, right? Does that make sense or no? And I don't understand the law at all in that regard. So maybe another person call in and walk us through it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, just because you've been using it, great.
Right.
I'll give you an example.
But it's so clearly different than their intended use of "the."
Give you an example. So Phil Jackson owns the rights. He has the trademark on the term "three-peat."
Pat Riley.
What did I say?
Phil Jackson.
Pardon me, Pat Riley. Pat Riley owns three-peat.
Right.
Somebody was using it before he used it. He took the trademark.
Yeah, but I don't think there was merchandise before he did.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Like,
maybe not.
And maybe that's a difference. Like in the 60s when the Celtics weren't doing a hell of a lot more than three-peats, I don't think they were ever selling championship merchandise. It was such a different world.
Right.
So I wonder if because they're selling the used stuff and they've been doing it for so long.
That they are kind of grandfathered in.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
It's still genius.
Yeah.
Because look, it's kind of dirty to do it.
I think it is.
Because, you know, other people have been using it. And now you're trying to kind of get over on that.
When we were talking about trademarking Bing Bong, and let's say the Knicks took off, and they actually did have a great year, and
yes,
Bing Bong was the rallying
cry. We'd be retired now.
Yeah, but wouldn't it have been dirty for us to have owned it?
Yes.
It would have been.
100%.
Like me especially. I'm a freaking Net fan, and all of a sudden I'm like, ha-ha,
yeah,
I'm going to make money off you losers. Bing Bong.
Bing Bong.
It just feels dirty.
Bing Bong.
Yeah.
By the way, probably get it pretty cheap now.
I'm sure. But I think it's dead now. Like, even if the Knicks have a great year next year,
you know, they're coming
I don't
back?
Think they could bring it back. Nah.
I think they could.
Could they?
Well, you have to remember, the Bing Bong thing was organic. It was street level.
It was, yeah.
It wasn't like some corporation. It was a bunch of drunk Knicks
okay,
fans
but here's my evidence
yelling
for this.
Bing Bong.
In 2013.
And then our buddy the rapper.
Okay.
Right?
But in 2013, when the Knicks had that great 54 win year, they also had a catchphrase. It was called Knicks Tape. And I think that was created by Iman Shumpert, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Knicks tape, or like a mixtape.
Like a mixtape, right.
And everybody loved it, and it was annoying. It was hashtagged all over the place. Knicks tape, Knicks tape. It's dead, because it's a different team now.
Yes,
so
true.
Even if the Knicks are great next year or the year after, bringing back Knicks tape would never happen.
Well, that's not entirely true. Remember, the Go New York song is 30 years old,
yeah,
and they keep bringing it back.
They do, but they don't. Like, they bring it back, they'll play it at the Garden, but it's still associated with that 90s team.
Right.
So it's not even a rallying
cry. But they do bring
cry.
It back. They play it. They played it this year.
They
you
play,
know, during big spots.
They play it, but it's still yeah, like an 90s song. Like they haven't updated the video.
You know the craziest thing about that song?
What's that?
The guy that wrote it owns the Atlanta Hawks.
That's right. I remember you telling me that.
Yeah. And he was the original founder with Kenny Dichter. Of Marquee Jets.
I remember in the 90s when the Mets were turning it around, I always wanted them to bring back the Let's Go Mets song from 86. And it just never happened because it was such an 86 song.
Right.
And even all these years
later.
It's
in later, the video too, isn't it?
Of course it's in the video.
Yeah.
And it's a great song.
Yeah.
But it can never come back.
Let me ask you a question. Do you want the Mets to bring back the Hot Foot?
The Hot Foot was kind of cool.
Do you know what the Hot Foot
is? Yes. Oh, they stick the gum and then the little fire on a guy's shoe, and then they don't even realize it, and their foot's on fire.
Yeah,
Roger McDowell was the best.
McDowell was the best. So basically, they take bazooka gum, they chew it up nice and sticky, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they would tape like a book of matches underneath on the bottom of a guy's cleat. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they might even put like a little cigarette in there so it's a slow burn.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, the shoe's on fire.
Yeah, they can bring that back.
Because the entire book of matches is on fire.
The one thing they can never bring back, they will never bring back, and they better not bring back,
yeah,
is who let the Mets out. They can't bring that back.
I agree
back.
With you on that. We're in total agreement.
Who let the Mets out is dead.
You loved it, though.
No, I didn't.
You probably stood up.
You know what I loved?
And said, who? Who?
No, I didn't. Here's what I loved. And Big Mac would appreciate this as a classic rock fan. The rally song for the 1999 Mets.
The rally song.
They had a rally song.
For the 99 Mets.
And I give
Mets.
The Mets credit. So the other night, they were wearing their black jerseys. It was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And in honor of the late 90s, they played their rally song after they won. And I love the callback. So here it is. The Doors, Jim Morrison, Mojo Rising. Dun, 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 dun. Isn't that a part of L.A. Woman? I think that's the same song.
No.
It's not? Are you sure?
L.A. Woman.
Yeah, I think there's a part of L.A.
Yeah,
Woman.
At the very end, I think he was right.
Thank
Mojo
you.
Rising is not a part of L.A. Woman.
I think it is.
Is it?
I think it is. Yeah. I think it's one of those examples, Craig, where I'm right and you're wrong.
Mojo Rising.
About not an hour ago. Dun, 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 dun.
Which way the wind blows. Right. Yeah,
I think it's at the L.A. Woman kind of just becomes a jam session at the end.
Yeah, he's right. I'm
is
right.
Mojo Rising.
Yeah, Big
Mr.
Mac's confirming
Mojo
my rightness. Thank you.
Rising.
Yeah,
all right.
And that was the rally song for the New York Mets in 1999. I love that. And I what the hell did I know about the Doors and Jim Morrison?
Hold on.
But it was cool.
Isn't Mojo Rising the name of the song?
No.
And L.A. Woman's the name of the album.
L.A. Woman's
no?
the name
no.
of the song.
That I know LA, the song L.A. Woman.
Yeah, L.A. Woman is the name of the album. But I think L.A. Woman is one of the songs on the album, too.
Also correct.
Yes.
But isn't Mojo Rising its own song?
No.
Or no?
No. It's
not?
A part of
Got
the
it.
Song.
Okay.
So it's like a memorable part of the song.
Okay.
And it's the part of the song that they used after the Mets won. Like when Robin Ventura hit the Grand Slam single, if you listen back,
yeah,
you could hear Mojo Rising.
Okay, so you like that.
So my point
that
is
makes you happy,
I like
right?
that.
Yeah.
I didn't like, how do you go from Jim Morrison and the Doors
right.
to the Baja whatever?
Baja Men.
Baja Men.
Yeah.
Like, how do you do that?
There it is.
But that's not LA Woman.
It is LA Woman.
It is?
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, I'll take the L on that.
Yeah, as Robin Ventura is trying to round the bases, this song is playing. Gets me emotional just thinking
rising,
about it.
Rising.
For some reason, I thought that was a totally separate song. That's LA Woman, huh?
Why didn't you trust me when I told you?
Because you don't know anything about music.
But I do here.
I give you credit.
Thank
I got
you.
This one wrong.
Thank you.
Because I remember the album was LA Woman. The song is LA Woman.
Yes.
But for some reason, I thought Mojo Rising was its own song.
I tried to get
All right, I'll take the L on that.
I tried to sneak in a victory without you noticing, and I have to admit
that
I am.
Absolutely take the loss on that, much like the Mets take another loss to Houston today.
Well, they haven't lost yet, but they are losing 5-3 in the bottom of the seventh.
Another chance.
Okay.
Dom Smith and Eduardo got up.
Okay.
Craig.
You and I both, early in this game, said they're
over.
Dead.
It's
a blowout. You even asked me which position player is going to come into pitch.
Well, it's 4-0 after one.
Well, that we've been wrong about because the Met bullpen, Yoan Lopez, Tommy Hunter, now Jolie Rodriguez, have done a decent job as of this moment of keeping the game close. And the Mets were able to fight back. Now, I don't think they're going to win, but they've made it a game. Now, they've also announced lower back stiffness for Carlos Cookie Carrasco.
Yes, I did see that. Yeah. Well, you buying that or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of hard.
What do you mean? No.
Yeah,
like, you think he just had a bad start? What about his start 2 starts ago? They didn't make an excuse.
Did he get a cookie?
Well, now you make an excuse.
No, I'm not making
it. A second bad start, now you better come up with a reason why,
but he had
right?
a good start mixed in between. His last start was very good. His start before that was lousy.
Right, 2 out of 3. That's right.
Look, if Carlos Carrasco doesn't make his next start, and
you're
luckily we're not, I'll explain why, the Mets actually have a couple of off days. They have an off day tomorrow. They have an off day Monday. And with Max Scherzer potentially coming back, they have the ability to skip Carlos and have it not really affect their rotation. But long term, if this is more than missing a start, it's missing multiple starts, then you get concerned. Because Tyler McGill's not walking through that door anytime soon. Jacob DeGrom is at least a month away, in my opinion. Like, he's got to make four or five rehab starts.
Yeah.
Like, if he makes his first rehab start next week, which would be great, it's not like he's going to Max Scherzer this thing. He's not making one start then coming back.
By the way, do we have to break so we're in line with Wag Wednesday or no? Is that set up or no?
We can always use a break.
Just want to check where we're at with that. So no Wag Wednesday today.
I have not been told that there's a Wag.
I'm just asking the question. Like, normally we like to break in advance so that Wag Wednesday starts right at the top of the hour at 5 o'clock. And you're the assistant producer. So I'm just wondering, are we starting it right at 5 o'clock? I'm down. I'm good to go on that.
Well,
audience is waiting for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I would say let's break.
Yeah,
let's,
and then we'll be all ready
do
for
that
it.
Break.
Great.
And then we'll see what happens.
I can't wait. Wag Wednesday coming up at 5 o'clock. 877-337-6666. Cardin Roberts on the Fan. By the way, a little later this hour, we're going to give away tickets to see what? Dave Matthews Band at PNC Bank Arts Center. Let me see if Anthony's opening up for them. No, he is not. Okay. Go to LiveNation.com to get your tickets. We'll give you a pair of tickets coming up right after this break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.